Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we're going to continue on in the Gospel according to Mark, and our passage comes from Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 26. Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 26. I would actually recommend that you open up your Bible or your Bible app and follow along there. There's a literary technique that Mark uses called the Markan sandwich, and it'll kind of help us to visualize kind of on paper. What's going on? And so, yes, Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 26. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations?' But you have made it a den of robbers." And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And when evening came, they went out of the city. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." Amen. All right, so the first thing I want to point out here is something that is actually not really pertinent to our devotional today, but it's that Jesus was hungry. This is why Jesus goes to the fig tree in the first place, and it just shows us that Jesus was human too. Jesus, after a tiring day, a tiring week of ministry, he also gets hungry. He needs to eat, and there are times when I run into students, since I'm a college pastor, I know the college students a little bit better, and I see them at a restaurant or sometimes at the Esplanade in Boston. And there's one time that this student is just so shocked to see me outside of church, and this student was like, "Pastor Mike, what are you doing here? You eat?" It's just so funny, kind of every time I come across those encounters, but just want to let you know, I'm human too. I get hungry a lot of times. I live to eat, and so Jesus was human too. He gets hungry, and he goes over to this fig tree to see if there's anything that he could find on it. He's hoping to see if there's any potential figs on this fig tree. And yet, when he comes to this fig tree, he finds nothing but leaves. It wasn't even the season for figs. And so it's interesting that Jesus curses this fig tree for not having any fruit on it. The purpose of this fig tree, it's not to show how harsh. Or the purpose of the story of the fig tree, it's not to show how harsh Jesus is to this fig tree. What's actually happening in this passage is Mark is trying to make a point. Jesus is trying to make a point, actually, of what's happening in the temple. And the withering of the curse of this fig tree and the withering of this fig tree is actually representative of what is going to happen to the fruitless Jewish people. And so Remember, before I read the passage, I said that Mark uses this literary technique called a Markan sandwich. And the purpose of this sandwich is to highlight the meat of the sandwich, if you will. So on the outside, the bread of the sandwich, we see that Jesus curses the fig tree, and then at the end of the passage, the disciples come across the fig tree once again. And in between this passage, we see that Jesus goes into the temple in Jerusalem. And something happened in this temple. There were Jewish people who were selling and buying within the temple. And Jesus overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He flipped these tables out of frustration and anger. And this is a holy anger that Jesus has in the house of God. And he would prohibit anyone from carrying anything through the temple, whether it's in the te like going into the temple or out of the temple. He would stop everything, and he would just teach them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? Yet you have made it a den of robbers." What's happening here is that the fig tree is a metaphor for the judgment of God on the fruitless Jewish people. People who had turned away from God into empty ritual practices and legalism. This fig tree is a visual parable to signify Jesus' unrequited search for the true fruit of worship, prayer, and righteousness in the Jewish nation and its religious practices. And what we see here is that Jesus is longing for his people to bear the true fruit of faith. This is why, when they come across the fig tree again at the end of our passage, Peter says to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And then what Je how Jesus responds is actually very interesting. Jesus answers, "Have faith in God." Jesus longs for his people to bear the true fruit of faith. You know, doubt is something that all of us could resonate with. And perhaps it's not in this very moment, but in different seasons of our lives, doubt and uncertainty creep in. And on one hand, it's understandable for us to wrestle with doubts. But on the other hand, when we fix our eyes on God and put our faith in Him, our doubts are replaced with confidence in God. We trust not in ourselves, but we trust God. And this life of faith is shown through a life of prayer. A life of prayer is a sign that we are putting our faith in God. A life without prayer is a sign that we are putting our faith in something or someone else. But prayer alone is not enough. If we pray but don't live the life that God has called us to, a life of this life that God has called us to is a life of righteousness and of worship, then our prayers are nothing but fruitless, meaningless words. And I think this is why Jesus says in verse 25, "When you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." What this is saying is that God is calling us to live a life of faith in Jesus. And how we show the fruit of faith is by bearing the fruit of a life of prayer and a life of righteousness. If God is calling us to forgive someone that we have something against anyone, then we are called to forgive as Christ has forgiven us. And I really believe that God wants all of us to not be like the fruitless fig tree, to not be like the fruitless Jewish people who turned a house of prayer into a den of robbers, but to abide in Christ and to put our faith in Him, that we may bear the fruit of worship, prayer, and righteousness. Just as Jesus told his disciples, "Have faith in God," I want to encourage us today to put our faith in God. whatever circumstances in life you're faced with today, this season. Perhaps it's you're in life circumstances or situations in your school or in your home, in your family, in your workplace, where it's hard to really trust God with it. Come to the Lord in prayer. A life of prayer is a sign of a life of faith. Start with prayer. Go to God. Ask for His help. Ask for His provisions. Ask for His mercy. And when we come to God in prayer, we're putting our faith in Him. And so let's do that today. Let's put our faith in God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this word, and as we look at the story, this parable of the fig tree and what's happening in the temple, Lord, we just want to say, God, Lord, sorry, God, for the ways that we have been like the fruitless Jewish people who turned the house of prayer and the house of worship into a den of robbers, into something that is beneficial for us, that is profitable for us, that is putting ourselves first and not God. Father, help us, Lord, to put our faith in you. And I pray, God, Lord, that our life of faith would be reflected through a life of prayer. God, even as we're praying now, I pray, Lord, that it would not just be in this moment that we come to you, but especially when we're faced with difficult circumstances, situations, decisions that we have to make. Help us, Lord, to turn to you and to put our faith in you, God. Lord, we want to bear the fruit of faith, a fruit of worship and prayer and righteousness. Holy Spirit, we ask for your help to do that. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks everyone for joining us in our devotional. Let's continue to put our faith in God. See you tomorrow.